The whole series has pushed one idea, route each task to the right model. But routing quietly assumes something the pricing pages never mention, that you'll switch models, often in the middle of a job. Hit a wall on a workhorse, jump to a flagship. Finish the hard part, drop back down. Simple, in theory. In practice, people try it and get surprised. They switch to a stronger model mid-conversation and the answer is somehow worse, or the build jumps, or the new model picks up a subtly different style and the code stops matching. The switch didn't behave like flipping a light. Because a mid-task switch is not free, it has costs most builders never see until they've paid them. This is the practical companion to everything before it. Routing is the goal, but switching is the mechanic, and doing it badly undoes the savings you were chasing. The evergreen idea, a switch is a handoff, and handoffs have a cost. When you change models mid-task, three things happen that nobody warns you about. The cache resets. Prompt caches up a model. The moment you switch, the discount you'd built up on your context evaporates, the new model has to read all of it fresh, at full price. Switch back and forth carelessly and you pay that cache write cost over and over, wiping out the saving that made routing worthwhile. The reasoning state is lost. A model's chain of thought doesn't transfer. If you switch in the middle of the model working something out, the new model doesn't inherit that thinking, it rederives from the visible text, often from a worse starting point than the one you interrupted. Behavior drifts. A different model reads the same context differently, different defaults, different style, different tool call quirks. Switch mid-flow and your code can subtly change character, or the new model can misread conventions the previous one had settled into. None of this means don't switch, switching is the whole point. It means a switch is a handoff, and the skill is doing the handoff cleanly, at a natural boundary, with a tidy package, so the new model starts fresh instead of confused and expensive. Figure class equals T infographic. SVG view box equals 00760340, role equals IMG, aria label by equals switch title inline, XMLNS equals style equals width 100%, height auto, font family, man rope, system UI, sans serif. Title ID equals switch title inline, do's and don'ts of switching models mid-task, slash title. Style. Dot scroll, font size, 14px, font weight, 700, fill, current color. Dot S item, font size, 12px, fill, current color. Dot S do, fill, current color, fill opacity, 0.8. Dot S don't, fill, none, stroke, current color, stroke opacity, 0.55, stroke width, 1.5. Dot S rule, stroke, current color, stroke opacity, 0.15. Dot S cap, font size, 11px, fill, current color, opacity, 0.7. Slash style. G transform equals translate 24:20. Line class equals S rule x1 equals 356, y1 equals 0, x2 equals 356, y2 equals 270, forward slash. Text class equals S call x equals 0, y equals 4, to slash text. Text class equals S call x equals 380, y equals 4, don't slash text. Circle class equals S2, CX equals 6, psi equals 36, I equals 5, forward slash. Text class equals S item, X equals 20, Y equals 40, is switch at phase boundaries, plan build review, slash text. Circle class equals S2, CX equals 6, psi equals 72, I equals 5, forward slash. Text class equals S item, X equals 20, Y equals 76, end of fire and artifact, the plan, summary, or diff, slash text. Circle class equals S2, CX equals 6, psi equals 108, I equals 5, forward slash. Text class equals S item, X equals 20, Y equals 112, re-anchor with your repos instruction files, slash text. Circle class equals S2, CX equals 6, psi equals 144, I equals 5, forward slash. Text class equals S item, X equals 20, Y equals 148, escalate at the wall, drop when work goes mechanical, slash text. Circle class equals S2, CX equals 6, psi equals 180, I equals 5, forward slash. Text class equals S item, X equals 20, Y equals 184, batch the new model's work so its cache warms, slash text. Rec class equals S don't, X equals 382, Y equals 31, width equals 10, height equals 10, forward slash. Text class equals S item X equals to 402 Y equals 40 switch method slash mid reasoning chain slash text. Rec class equals S don't X equals 382 Y equals 67 width equals 10 height equals 10 forward slash. Text class equals S item X equals 402 Y equals 76 drag the whole bloated conversation across slash text. Rec class equals S don't X equals 382 Y equals 103 width equals 10 height equals 10 forward slash. Text class equals S item X equals 402 Y equals 112 switch so often the cache never warms slash text. Rec class equals S don't X equals 382 Y equals 139 width equals 10 height equals 10 forward slash. Text class equals S item X equals 402 Y equals 148 assume tool call and emp format quirks transfer slash text. Rec class equals S don't X equals 382 Y equals 175 width equals 10 height equals 10 forward slash. Text class equals S item X equals 402 Y equals 184 switch for pennies when the handoff costs more slash text. Line class equals S rule X1 equals 0 Y1 equals 230 X2 equals 712 Y2 equals 230 forward slash. Text class equals scap x equals 0 y equals 256 every switch resets that model's cache and drops its reasoning state. A clean handoff is what makes it cheap slash text. Text class equals scap x equals 0 y equals 276 the fewer, cleaner switches beat many sloppy ones. A stable instruction layer keeps behavior steady across the swap slash text. Slash g. Slash svg. Slash figure. What's known and reported, as of July 19, 2026. Switching is easier than ever to trigger and no cheaper to do carelessly. The mechanics below are well reported, confirm the specifics against current docs before you rely on them. As of July 19, 2026. The tooling makes switching frictionless. Cloud codes command, cursor and continuous model pickers, open rotors per request model field, and codexes model settings all let you swap models in a click or a keystroke, mid-conversation. Easy to trigger is not the same as free to do. Caches are per model. Anthropic and OpenAI both cache against a specific model, a switch means the new model starts from a cold cache, and, on OpenAI, the first call also pays the 1.25 times cache write. Frequent flip-flopping is a quiet way to increase a bull. Tool call and format behavior differ. Models vary in how they structure tool calls, follow output formats, and interpret terse instructions. A prompt tune for one can behave differently on another, usually fine, occasionally not, so watch the first output after a switch. Reasoning traces don't transfer. Extended thinking slash reasoning state is internal to a model and a session, switching discards it. Switch between reasoning steps, never inside one. Treat all of this as directional and recheck it, the harnesses and cache rules change fast. The practical middle, switch cleanly, not constantly. The two failure modes are opposite. Some builders never switch, one model for everything, the most expensive habit. Others switch constantly, chasing the cheapest model for every turn, and drown the savings in cache resets and drift. The practical path runs between them, switch at boundaries, hand off with an artifact. A boundary is a natural seam in the work, plan done, now build, build done, now review, stuck, now escalate. These are exactly the points where the previous model's job is finished, so there's no reasoning state to lose and the context can be repackaged cleanly. An artifact is what you carry across the seam, the plan, a short summary of what's done and what's next, the diff to review. You hand the new model that tidy package, not the entire bloated conversation. This is the same, pay once, reuse, logic from caching and planning, a clean handoff artifact is cheaper to read, easier to act on, and doesn't drag the previous model's confusion into the next one. And because different models drift, you re-anchor on the switch, point the new model at your repo's instruction file so it inherits the same conventions the last one used. A stable, checked-in instruction layer is what makes a switch behave like a shift change rather than a personality transplant. Where the challenges make this sharper. Switching to or from a challenger mid-task is where the quirks bite hardest, tool call formats and instruction following differ more across vendors than within one. The practical rule is to keep challengers in clean boundary lanes, hand a GLM or DeepSeek model a self-contained, artifact-driven task, a batch job, a well-specified build step, rather than swapping it into the middle of a live, stateful conversation. Use that boundaries with a clear handoff, their cheap muscle, drop mid-flow into a context tuned for a different model, they're a source of surprises. The do's and don'ts. Do. Switch at phase boundaries, plan build review, where there's no reasoning state to lose. Hand off via an artifact, a plan, a summary, a diff, not the whole conversation. Re-anchor with your repo's instruction file so convention survive the switch. Escalate at a wall, drop when it goes mechanical, the two moments a switch actually pays. Batch the new model's work so its cold cash warms up and starts saving. Don't. Don't switch mid-thought. Interrupting a reasoning chain throws away the thinking you were paying for. Don't drag the whole bloated context across. The new model rereads it all, expensively, and inherits the mess. Don't switch so often the cash never warms. Thrashing between models is a cost, not a saving. Don't assume tools/format quirks transfer. Check the first output after any switch. Don't switch for pennies when the cash reset and handoff cost more than you'll save. The cooler take. The current hype says the future is constant, dynamic switching, a system flitting between a dozen models turn by turn, always on the cheapest that'll do. We think that's a demo, not a discipline. In real work, every switch is a handoff with a cost, and a system that switches constantly spends its life paying handoff taxes, cold caches, lost state, drift. Fewer, cleaner switches beat many sloppy ones. The deeper point for a South African business is where the leverage actually lives, not in a clever switcher, but in a stable foundation that makes any switch cheap. If your conventions, guardrails, and handoff artifacts are checked into the repo, then swapping Claude for a challenger or one model session for the next costs almost nothing, because behavior doesn't change and the handoff is already written down. That's the compounding asset, an agent-agnostic project where the model is a commodity you switch on price, not a fragile dependency you're afraid to touch. Applied AI that grows a business isn't the one with the fanciest router, it's the one built so solidly that switching models is boring. Boring, here, is worth money. Where this is heading. Switching cleanly, by hand, spotting the boundary, writing the handoff, re-anchoring the new model, is judgment you apply dozens of times a build. It's exactly what the token economy harness is designed to do for you, switch models only at natural seams, carry a compact handoff artifact across, and re-anchor on your repo's policy every time, so the switch is cheap and the behavior is steady. The build estimator, in turn, prices a build assuming disciplined switching, because the flip-flop and reset the cash path is one of the sneakiest ways a budget leaks. Until then, the rule is simple and free, switch at boundaries, hand off with an artifact, re-anchor on your repo. Confirm the current cash and tooling behavior against the docs before you build around it. In this market, even the mechanics of switching get repriced. Sources, July 2026. Per model prompt caching, resets on switch, platform.claude.com/docs, OpenAI Help Center. Mid-conversation model switching in tools, Claude Code, OpenRouter model routing. Challenger tool call/format variation, docs.c.ai, api-docs.deepseek.com. Caching behavior, tool switching, and model quirks change frequently. Confirm against the vendor and tool docs before relying on any specific behavior here.